What good is a recovery without a job?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A few minutes ago, the government reported the number of people staying on unemployment benefits fell to 6.2 million people. That's a lot, but it is the lowest level since mid-April. New jobless claims, however, rose last week by 30,000. However you cut it, unemployment is high. And this week, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said it's not coming down soon. A lot of people say when recovery comes, it will be a jobless recovery. Marketplace's Amy Scott tells us what that's supposed to mean.
Since the recession began, 6.5 million jobs have vanished. The unemployment rate stands at 9.5%, and many economists predict it will stay high long after other parts of the economy start to improve.
It's going to be a tough employment situation. A jobless recovery is probably the way to describe what lies ahead.
That's economist Hugh Johnson with Johnson Illington Advisors. He says many companies have cut expenses to the point where they're profitable again. That doesn't mean they're ready to start hiring.
There's going to be a reluctance when the economy is improving to hire back those workers because obviously that's going to cut into profits.
Some worry the reluctance to hire could even drag the economy from a recovery back into recession. Consumer spending drives the U.S. economy. Johnson says as long as people aren't working, they won't spend. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Later today, we're going to get figures on existing home sales for June from the National Association of Realtors. After his primetime news conference last night, President Obama tries to keep up the healthcare momentum today. He's in Ohio for a town hall meeting and a visit to the Cleveland Clinic. Why the Cleveland Clinic? Here's reporter Tamara Keith.
President Obama has said repeatedly the goal of overhauling healthcare is to cover the uninsured and to improve quality while cutting costs. At a time when healthcare legislation is getting hit from all sides, the president is highlighting a hospital system that's widely viewed as a success story.
The total cost is lower, outcomes are better, patient satisfaction is higher, and doctor satisfaction is higher.
Maggie Mahar is a healthcare fellow at the Century Foundation, a left-leaning think tank. She says unlike most physicians, Cleveland Clinic doctors are paid a salary with no extra financial incentives for production. Mahar says that means their only aim is quality care, not billable procedures.
This means that there's no financial incentive for them to run another test, to try another treatment.
Because healthcare is one of the few areas where more isn't necessarily better. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
I mentioned the president's news conference last night. It was mostly about health insurance, but he also spoke directly to the financial industry. He said he's considering a kind of insurance program for risky investments, or as he called them, far-out transactions.
So if you guys want to do them, then you got to put something into the kitty to make sure that if you screw up, it's not taxpayer dollars that have to pay for it, but it's dollars coming out of your profits.
He did not go into detail. Stocks are mixed. Asian markets jumping 1-3%. The Asian Development Bank said East Asia's emerging economies could rebound sharply next year. Japan's government said exports fell last month by the littlest amount in half a year. European markets are flat now. Wall Street was mixed yesterday with the Nasdaq continuing to climb. The Dow, however, lost 35 points and closed at 8,881. The CEO of Porsche is leaving that car maker after 16 years there. That's expected to clear the way for a merger with Volkswagen. The Ann Arbor News rolls off the presses today for the last time after 174 years. Replaced by AnnArbor.com, an online news site that will produce a print edition twice a week.
Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Quarterly earnings keep rolling in this morning. AT&T said profits fell 15% from last year. Some of that was the cost of launching the new iPhone model. McDonald's said same-store sales were up last quarter, but the stronger dollar helped pull profits down a little from last year. Ford Motor Company posted a profit of more than $2 billion, but that's not because it sold so many cars. The company made a move to cut debt. You take that away, and Ford lost hundreds of millions. Ford and other car makers are hoping for a boost when the so-called Cash for Clunkers program starts tomorrow. You've heard about this. You trade in your old gas guzzler for a more fuel-efficient car, and the government kicks in up to $4,500. It's not quite that simple, though, as reporter Rico Galliano tells us.
If you watch television, like, at all, you'll likely see lots of cash for clunkers ads like this one from Phil Fitzford in Pennsylvania.
Bring in that old jalopy and get up to $4,500 towards the purchase of a new or select used vehicle.
The ad features shots of junkers from the 50s and 60s. The problem? Cash for clunkers doesn't apply to jalopies that old. Edmunds.com advice editor Phil Reed says that's just one misconception consumers may have.
You have to have a car that's newer than 1984, and it also has to get 18 miles per gallon or less combined EPA rating.
And if you think you can buy a clunker today and cash it in tomorrow, think again. To get the money, you need to have owned the car a year. One more thing. Even if you qualify for the program, the car shopping maxim still applies. Buyer beware.
If you march into a dealership and you say, I've got a clunker, want to buy a new car, the dealer knows that you're $4,500 ahead of the game, and they're going to hold the line on the new car.
So Reed says negotiate the price of the newer car first, then tell them you've got a clunker to trade. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
College students are always a little low on cash, right? Well, a British cell phone network wants to give students concert tickets, makeup, maybe even free calls and text. Just one hitch. The Guardian newspaper reports the students would have to accept advertising on their phones. Telecom companies have been trying to get ads on phones for years, and they have done similar promotion deals before. But this plan, launched by a network called Orange, is one of the most expansive promotions so far. Under the deal, 16 to 24-year-olds could be given priority ticketing to concerts and events. That deal is expected to be announced in a few days. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. I hope you'll visit us online. Tell us your story. We're at marketplace.org. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.